W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. New information about former President Trump's classified documents case. ABC News has obtained an audio recording on which he appears to acknowledge he held on to a sensitive military document after leaving the White House. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Reacting to the audio recording last night, Trump's campaign said the audio tape provides context proving once again that President Trump did nothing wrong at all. The president is speaking rhetorically. But Trump's former lawyer called the release of the recording a problem for Trump's defense.
Russian authorities say they've closed the criminal investigation into the armed rebellion led by Yevgeny Prigozhin and his Wagner mercenary group. The announcement, the latest twist in the series of events over the last few days that have brought the gravest threat so far to Vladimir Putin's regime. Wisconsin, the latest state experiencing poor air quality due to Canadian wildfires. This is ABC News. A Missouri teen shot in April when he mistakenly went to the wrong house, now speaking with ABC News. Ralph Jarl spoke with Good Morning America's Robin Roberts.
Were there any words that were exchanged before he shot you?
He only said 5 words. Don't come here ever again.
What do you want people to know about you, Ralph?
I'm just a kid, not larger than life, because this happens to me. I'm just gonna keep doing all the stuff that makes me happy and just living my life the best I can. Not let this bother me.
The homeowner, 84-year-old Andrew Lester, faces 2 felony charges in the shooting. The leader of the Catholic Church in Knoxville, Tennessee, Bishop Richard Sticca, resigning this morning amid allegations that he mishandled sex abuse accusations. Justin Finch, ABC News.
At Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer by giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amitakusa and earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. Plus, $10 rewards play up to 4 times a day. Come in on June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Bust out your boards and start warming up because Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics is having a cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team, now open at the Rewards Club booth. Be one of 32 teams to receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Cash bar and live DJ entertainment throughout the event. Then after the tournament, stick around and enjoy a spectacular fireworks show. Presented by Firework Country starting at dusk. Clear your calendars and register for fun only at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM. WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lopez Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. A beautiful Tuesday morning. Joe Alex, CVSO of Brown County, joining us to talk about veteran benefits and a whole bunch of other stuff. Well, Joe, what I was alluding to right before that break is that a lot of the Vietnam veterans, I can name six or seven off the top of my head right now, and it's guys I've interviewed for my books and things like that, who said they literally didn't tell people they were in Vietnam for years and years. One of the guys said it was 12 years before he told anybody he was in Vietnam. Another guy said he'd worked for a beer factory down in Manitowoc, and the only person he ever told outside of his immediate family was one other Vietnam veteran. You've talked with so many of them as well, and that's pretty close to our era, you and me too,
right?
In that way. Why do you think it was? Because when I think back, and you know, I had three brothers all in the Army, and you know, we were super proud of them, obviously. And
right.
But what was it with some of the Vietnam vets that came back that was so traumatic, I guess, to talk about where they were and things like that?
Well, unfortunately, what happened is the American public took the anger out on the veteran instead of the government. And it wasn't the veteran's issue. He or she was asked to serve, and they went and served. They came back and, you know, they were calling them baby killers and all kinds of sorts of things. And so they wanted to hide. My brother-in-law gave back to Seattle, took off his uniform, threw it in the trash, and disappeared into society.
Isn't that something? Isn't that sad?
Yeah, so it was. And that's why you see now when we had Iraq, Afghanistan, the Gulf War, none of that happened.
Right.
It was, hey, we got to treat these people correctly. They did what we asked them to do. If we have issues, you have issues with your politicians, take that a different road.
And I think that's a good point, that misdirected anger was right. So damaging, yes, to that era.
It's like a father rejecting a child.
Right. And for the wrong reason, right? Take it out on the kid when it's really not the
kid's fault. Another thing you have to realize, a huge percentage, in fact, as I read an article about this, I think I brought this up to you one time, Joe, where it's just mathematically bizarre how if a guy fought in the Spanish-American War, his son would be perfect age for World War One. If you fought in World War One, your son was perfect age for World War II. Mm. If you fought in World War II, your son was perfect age for Vietnam. Yeah. So a lot of these Vietnam veterans, they had a lineage of, you know, your dad was a World War II vet,
exactly,
and came home to a parade, and, yeah, you know, World War One came home to parade. So they felt like they were just carrying on the family, exactly, tradition. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, what?
Right.
And so that psychologically, I think, was so unexpected for them.
Exactly. And so what that causes is, you know, when you're going to seek benefits, right, the VA, the federal VA, and everybody should understand, we're not federal. We're county. And when you mentioned government does good work, I think your local government, your city, villages, and county government, we're right here. You want to come talk to us? Give us a call. We're right here to help you.
What was there a problem with the VA, with the Vietnam vets? And I know so many people that work for the VA, and they're the most caring,
right,
people people you'll ever meet in your entire life and doing everything possible for vets. But was there, because there is a stigma from years ago, which I think turned off a lot of the Vietnam vets.
Right.
Was that legit, I guess I should say?
I think there was issues there, you know, again, like anything else. And, you know, the movie came out, Born on 4th of July.
Right.
And some of the facilities weren't, you know, on number one.
Right.
Red carpet service facilities. They are now. Right?
Yeah, no question.
They made those corrections. And maybe people weren't ready to handle, you know, that's how county veteran service officers were started in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. A fellow veteran just started helping fellow veterans. And in 1942, they decided to make it legislation that every county should have a county veteran service officer. And Leo Pomeran was the first county veteran service officer in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
So just filling a gap, right?
Absolutely.
Because unfortunately, even today, the VA, it stops at the regional office. They do the little outreach that they can. But in 35 states, they have county veteran service officers. There's also veteran service organization service officers for the big six, we call VFW, DAV, American Legion.
Joe, do you think we're doing a good job? I mean, I take it there's still more work to be done in this healing process. But you know, I worked with both you guys on that LZ Lambo, and do you think there's still that stigma? Do you think we've overcome that? Is there any more the community can do to thank veterans, to thank people, or to, you know, I feel sorry for people walking around with that, right?
Right, exactly,
and not feeling like, wait, I'm worth what I did, and if there was a mistake made, it sure wasn't their mistake, right? It was absolutely the government's mistake. So, I mean, do you have any suggestions for our listeners? And we're talking about to the veterans now. About Joe's got a golden ticket here, and he gave you the website, and you can call. But it's got 50 benefits on here, 33, but then there's subcategories. And I think this is great that your office and that we as a community offer these benefits, but how about a little bit more what Johnny was talking about earlier on the healing thing? Do you think we're doing a good job?
Well, I think the biggest thing that is missing is the marketing, the community engagement of these benefits to make veterans, their survivors, and their families aware that these benefits are there,
right?
And to come and search them out.
Yeah.
Now some aren't eligible. That's going to happen, but some are. So, there's 900 claims in the VA right now from Brown County. 670 of those claims belong to the Brown County Veteran Service Office. So we're doing about 74% to 75% of the claims.
Joe, one thing that's also still out there, it's that elephant in the room. You know, when I spoke in Calumet County a few weeks ago for Memorial Day,
yeah,
and I ran into a couple of the guys that I had embedded with in Iraq. And I said, hey, how are all the guys doing? All the thing. I said, I heard there was, you know, unfortunately, one of the guys took his life. He said, there's been five suicides mm-hmm. from that group. Mm-hmm. That's an epidemic. That's a whatever you want to call it. That's horrific for the percentages of the number of people versus five suicides of healthy young men. People ask me why. That's all. Why? I don't know what to say. Because I don't know if there is a simple answer. What about for yourself? Because I know you deal with that on a regular basis as well.
Yeah, weekly we have veterans who are in crisis mode. And we, you know, try to connect them up to these services. Many of the veterans that do struggle and then take their life by suicide are not connected with the services. And also to make mental health a accepted thing to talk about in the community.
Right.
And you know, let's be real. We all have tough Monday mornings.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. And sometimes we put on the church face, I call it, and hey, you know, everybody's doing great. Well, we're human. Sometimes
but there's also, I do know this for a fact, there are guys that are too proud. They feel like it's a weakness ask for help.
Yeah. When you're in the military, you're taught to be independent and strong. And then, and that's that mental wall that I was about to get to is why Vietnam veterans, all veterans, male and female, have this mental wall to get through to apply for these benefits, because they've lost friends and,
yep,
and fellow soldiers. And
but believe me, there's nothing that and I could name names, obviously I won't, who came through the war, okay, went through some very tough situations, and were doing fine until they lost a friend to suicide.
Exactly.
And then that really opened Pandora's box of a whole bunch. A lot of them feel guilt that they didn't do more to help them.
Yeah, survivor's guilt.
Survivor's guilt. So then that all of a sudden puts them into a dark place. So it's, you know, that kind of that the domino effect at times. When a young military person takes their life, I guarantee you there's residual damage to those around them.
And we should mention, now they have the 988 press one. For veterans.
Right.
988 suicide press line. There's always someone there to you don't have to be suicidal if you just need to talk to someone.
Right.
Right. So, you know, if you need to speak with someone and just, you know, get some of this stuff out of your heart and head, 988 press one's there.
And Joe, what about if you talked about this, I don't use the word pride or that they just don't want to do that, but. Now, you do have that whole Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program, and you talk the suicide. What about a loved one calling? Can they call? Can they use this and get you connected? If they say, look, I think my husband, my dad is struggling, they can call those numbers?
Yeah, we've had calls in our office, and then sometimes we'll have safety checks done, from local law enforcement, do a safety check. Local law enforcement has counselors on staff now, right?
And there's always the battle buddy.
Right, exactly, battle buddy. Reach out. That's
anybody.
But
I will say this, right. There isn't one sign. There isn't one thing, because I've had two fellows that I thought were the happiest-go-lucky people in the world, and life was good, and then I hear the news, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me. So some of them are really good at faking it.
Right, and that's where we have to be authentic with each other and say, well, how you doing?
Exactly.
Really? I mean, how you doing?
You know what, though? Right. I mean, one of the guys in my book, Vietnam vet, and interviewed his wife as well. And the thing that used to frustrate her when they were going to the VA in the early stages, late 60s, actually, and they would have a different counselor every time, you know, because they were so overwhelmed, I think, the VA was at a certain point, that they'd go and meet with the counselor and say, hey, tell me how you're doing, blah, blah, blah. Then they go again and be somebody else, and you start over. So it finally got to the point where, and she would get so mad, where the counselor would say, well, how are you doing? And he'd be like, oh, I'm doing good. And she's like, what? Yeah, you know, last night you were screaming in your sleep and doing whatever. So the number one thing, and I'm certainly not medically trained or anything, like the only way you can help those people, the only way those people can be helped is if they are brutally honest.
Right.
Brutally honest.
And authenticity in our society is hard to find sometimes.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Because you're afraid you're going to get stigmatized.
Well, and as a veteran, you know, again, it's pride. We're just, you're right. And I don't want to, be weak. And especially for the male veteran.
Absolutely.
I there is a difference, and we're difficult to open up.
Yep.
But we need to.
They do. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Joe, I want to, one of the projects I worked on when I was mayor,
I got to take a shot.
Was okay.
We have a drinking contest. Every time he says the words "when I was mayor," I take a shot.
John's gonna be pretty drunk at the end of the show. But Joe
was pretty drunk at the start of the show.
Talk about the VA clinic. That was something. That was a big effort and very, very competitive. I mean, a lot of projects are competitive, but I'd like to hear your take on that. How it's going? I'm with Johnny on. I think there's some of the nicest people who work out there, who practice out there, and you've expanded the services. I don't know. Can we talk about this now, John? Are we going to break?
Well, we're going to be sending it to a break, but that's a good topic. I definitely want to hit on one more break.
It was a clinic, vet center.
Yeah.
Right. The one in Ashland, the one in. Go ahead.
Right. So you're talking about the Green Bay VA clinic, federal.
Right.
And then there's also the Green Bay Vet Center.
All right. Let's talk about those after the break, you know?
Yeah.
Because those are two resources, and we're trying.
Yeah.
Okay, and that vet center, I want to talk about something specific about that with some of my even Korean War vets, how much that vet center has helped them.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Mine and the Mayor, Joe Alex, CVSO.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 76. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 56. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 78. Temperatures near average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms possible both days. Another look at the short range, a high of 76 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here in WGBW 97.9. A little smoke on the water coming your way from 1975. That was a big one back in the college days. Remember that one, Mr. Mayor? A little smoke on the water. A
little blurred back then.
Kind of like what you were doing back in Two Rivers out in your pontoon. A little smoking on the water.
It was a canoe.
Is it a canoe? Okay. Canoe. All right. I mean, they didn't have kayaks then, did they?
No. That's what I said, pontoon.
Yeah.
CVS,
Joe Alvick, our special guest once again, CVSO, Brown County Good Veterans morning. Affairs.
Honor to be here.
And this is wonderful, wonderful stuff you're telling us here,
this
Joe.
Is
I
why,
think that's really important stuff.
Joe, this is why we took this job.
Yeah.
I mean, we work for Civic Media, and their survey showed that there's not enough information, community engagement, and a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And here you are, the most experienced CVSO director in the state, in our studio, and at break, I really want to get you back here on a more regular basis. I think it's important because veterans, God bless them, right? I mean, none of us would be here without them. And the other thing is that these resources that you're going over, the gold, you brought in this golden ticket, which has a number of things you offer, and then an orange ticket of services offered. And I think people need to hear that. And I think if they hear it again and again, that's okay, right?
Like,
and
repetition is the key to learning.
Yep, no question. And there's so much to learn.
In the military.
Look at this. We got four different pages of things.
I circled a couple things on here as you're talking, and there's other things I want to revisit. We're going to run out of time on that. But we started talking about just some of the bricks and mortar that we've invested in here, right? And the VA clinic, and then the veterans on Ashland Avenue.
Yes, you wanna, my good friend Scott. Let's run that.
Scott Katzko.
One of the best veterans you'll ever meet in your life as far as where his heart is in helping veterans. But I had several Korean War veterans that I interviewed for my book, 50 Strong. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize, I didn't realize it, there's a lot of similarities between the Vietnam vets and the Korean War vets.
Exactly.
In regards to, there were no ticket tape parades. There was no victory celebration. They just kind of came home and quietly went about their business and really tried to bury it as much as possible. And I hate to say it, I'm sure don't mean to paint them all with the same brush, but they'll admit they tried to bury it with alcohol for a lot of years.
Yeah. Self-medication.
Self-medication. Yeah. And then some of them, though, told me that it was, when they were working, and it's like you're working in the mill and you're raising a family and you got a mortgage.
Keep it busy.
And you got all, exactly. Then once they retired, they were shocked that some of those memories that they had suppressed for all that time were coming back. And I had one gentleman, and you would know him. I won't say his name, but I know you know him well. And he would never wear anything military-wise, wouldn't wear a Purple Heart thing or anything. And he went down to that center, and he talked with other guys from his age and Vietnam and Iraq who were in similar situations.
Right.
And he was like, holy cow, I've literally never spoke to anyone about this before because I was afraid what the consequences would be, you know, mentally for myself. Yeah. And he said nothing felt more therapeutic in his lifetime than sitting with other veterans and combat veterans like that.
Right. They have, you know, they have support groups at the Green Bay Vet Center in Ashland. Yep. And again, that's just a, you know, another benefit that is available. And the Vet Center is a subsidiary of the VA healthcare system. Mm-hmm. So all their records are private.
Right.
Know, those records are separate from the Veterans Healthcare Administration. And if you need those records, those have to be requested separately. And also, no one knows they're there.
Right. Records. Which is great.
You know, Joe, John and I both have family in the funeral business. And that is a real mission that they both work in. Talk to us, and we hope all veterans live, right, a healthy, you know, prosperous life. Exactly. But nobody gets out of here alive. And what you have there's some great benefits for a veteran that I wish they all took advantage of, and they don't all take advantage of. But, you know, just the honor at the end of the funeral and some of the things that...
The dignity aspect.
Oh, my God, it's great.
No question.
I mean, every veteran's entitled to a flag and a military funeral.
Right. Everyone.
And there's free government markers for their gravesite.
Right.
Those are all available. But if a veteran passes from one of these conditions on the golden ticket or the orange ticket that's in front of you, well, then there's benefits for the surviving spouse.
Right.
So we have great relationships with the funeral homes in Brown County.
They do.
And they notify us of a veteran's passing. We send a letter to the next of kin to reach out to them. There's mm-hmm. another piece. And, you know, for them to contact us so we can assess any benefits they're entitled to. And so that's the way we do that.
And that's so important. That is just so important because if they maybe struggled a little bit in life, at least they go out being honored like they should have been their whole life.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's there. Joe, I want you to be, I know you're going to be taking off. I want you to just touch on the clinic that was built. And how's it going? I mean, it's what? Four or five, no, longer than that.
Oh, yeah. It's been longer than that now.
That's got to be longer than
I'm
that.
I'm going to think 2010.
Okay, 2010. That's
13 years ago.
Yeah, it was 13 years ago.
I was in Kiwani and came in for the ceremony, the groundbreaking ceremony.
Yeah. I remember when they first started talking about that.
There was a mini swamp.
Dream of having them. Yeah.
Well, and that was a competitive. I mean, everybody wanted that.
Right.
Because.
We're very fortunate to have that's a mega clinic.
Oh, it's great.
That's not your normal, Cleveland, Wisconsin has a clinic. That's
right.
Just a
yep.
small clinic. But
yep.
This is a mega clinic.
It really is. It's spectacular.
But. Here's the deal. When the PACT Act was signed in August of 22, it opened more healthcare benefits for veterans that couldn't get in the healthcare system. So that's why it's, again, doubly important that those who served, especially in, I have it on the golden ticket. It's the regions of Southeast Asia, Gulf War, Afghanistan, Djibouti, Syria, Uzbekistan, all those regions over there. Now they may have access to healthcare that they couldn't get access to.
So had they been
need
denied,
to apply.
Again.
Right? They could have been denied,
right.
But now because of the PACT Act, they've been a toxic exposure from the burn pits. They may get into the system, and they have to reapply.
Okay,
all right,
and we got to just encourage people or their spouses to say, hey, look, you know, I know you. They probably were a little upset that they didn't get taken care of
exactly.
when they went there, but
right.
look,
try again.
We're learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this whole country's learning every day.
And when in doubt, apply.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's
what
I've been doing. Contact info, Joe.
So the Brown County Veterans Service Office, we're at 920-448-4450. If you do want the electronic version of the golden and orange ticket, bc.veterans@browncountywi.gov. And we have our state 800 number, 844-947-2876. 844-WIZ-CVSO.
Very nice. And then next time you're on, we're going to talk about
this summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. New information about former President Trump's classified documents case. ABC News has obtained an audio recording on which he appears to acknowledge he held on to a sensitive military document after leaving the White House. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Reacting to the audio recording last night, Trump's campaign said the audio tape provides context proving once again that President Trump did nothing wrong at all. The president is speaking rhetorically. But Trump's former lawyer called the release of the recording a problem for Trump's defense.
Russian authorities say they've closed the criminal investigation into the armed rebellion led by Yevgeny Prigozhin and his Wagner mercenary group. The announcement, the latest twist in the series of events over the last few days that have brought the gravest threat so far to Vladimir Putin's regime. Wisconsin, the latest state experiencing poor air quality due to Canadian wildfires. This is ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, WGBW 97.9 on your FM dial and on your AM dial.
I think it's 1590.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I had to look at the window. Well, we don't have that.
That's a little Paul
yet.
Simon from 1989.
Right. Wasn't that great having Joe on?
Fantastic. That guy does more for veterans in this area than anybody I've ever seen in my lifetime. Just fantastic. And I'm not kidding when I say he's saving lives. Because there are some of those guys and women. You know, I always want to make sure I mention that. There are so many women. You know, when I embedded over there, in fact, at the wedding the other night, I was just at with the 432nd. Two of the young ladies there that I went on a little mission outside of Baghdad with on about 118 degree day. and went to this little village for civil affairs type work, which is one of the most underrated jobs in the entire military. They're the ones that really do put their lives on the line to win the hearts and minds and really help the civilians over there. And they're in hostile territory and dangerous territory, but I'll never forget those women and kids just came running up to those young female military personnel and just, you know, just embraced them and everything. They played such an important role. And when I start my podcast, that's going to be one of the segments, is females in uniform, because I don't think they've received the recognition or the respect that they deserve.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not like World War II where, okay, here's the bad line. Then, you know, the Germans are over there, we're over here, or the Japanese are there and we're over here. Over in the Iraqs and Afghanistans of the world, it's just like Vietnam. You have no idea if that person walking on the street literally wants to just plant an IED, or if that person's looking for a bottle of water. There's no way to tell.
I know very little about the military, but I have read and gone to some conferences on it. But a war of ideology is so much more difficult
than a
war of border wars.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, no question.
And like you said, you know, you don't know.
They don't wear uniforms.
Nope. And you don't know who's who.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. I was just very fortunate, and I know I mentioned this to you before, but went on that JCOC and spent some time in Djibouti and in Kuwait and on the USS Eisenhower, and just to really learn what's going on. And you know, wars are tough, even if it is a border war. But boy, when it's a war of ideology,
terrible.
It is. It just, you don't, and people switch sides,
yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God. So anyway, yeah, God bless him for doing that. Joe's great, and I want to get him back on here. We mentioned that to him when he left. He said he's willing to do that. But, you know, one of our focuses is to educate this community a little bit more, and it's a very well-educated community, but there are some things that we could all know a little bit more about, and this veterans and what he's doing with this. And you can stop by the studio too. You know, we're right downtown here.
Yeah, and we've got some of those brochures
right.
That he has, the list, the golden ticket type thing. And it's amazing how many different types of cancers and skin problems, Hodgkin's, heart disease, Parkinson's disease, how many things. And again, so many of the people kind of gave up years ago when they were denied. And some of the people I know would apply two or three times, denied, denied, denied. And then they basically say, you know, bleep it. I'm done. Not going to try anymore. It's not going to happen. Well, there's been a whole new resurgence of help for veterans with benefits and with physical ailments and mental ailments, mental problems. So please keep trying. Joe Alex of the world will help you out.
And like Joe said, as recent as 2022.
Yeah.
That's not that long ago.
It's changed.
Yeah. They made a big change. So
huge. And again, those burning pits in Iraq.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
What could be coming out with those?
So if you're a veteran, you know, listening, but, you know, if you're a partner of a veteran or a family member of a veteran, you know, and your dad or brother or someone's struggling, you know, have them reach out again.
Absolutely. No question about it.
And this, you know, I want to be a uplifting, happy show because we're on from 6 to 8 in the morning, but this suicide thing is a real deal.
Real deal. Real deal.
And, you know, they got
real deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
We just got to keep on.
Yep. And we're going to, I'll tell you what, one thing with this show, for as long as we're on, I'm going to keep harping on that. I'm going to keep pounding on that door to see whatever we can do to help.
Right.
No question about it. And to get people to, you know, be aware if you think somebody needs help, if they might be, you know, in a critical stage.
Right.
And the, like I said before, though, the problem is with so many of these veterans, it's so ingrained. I'm a tough guy.
Right.
Nothing can bother me. I'm up running in a snowstorm at 5 in the morning doing all these things that it's a little bit of a tough barrier to break down with them for them to be, because they don't want to be vulnerable. Nobody wants to be vulnerable. So
I understand it. I mean, I've never lived that, but I accept that, but I just think, you know, you got to do something. And what I feel good about is, you know, being part of the city of Green Bay and the community of Green Bay is.
This area's been great.
It is.
Fantastic.
It has.
Fantastic.
We touched on that whole, even that LZ Lambo, you know, that was that was an event. I think we've tried. Not everything has been successful, but it's a community that really does care. And I just hope people understand that. And we got to keep trying.
What do you think of my idea for the military museum?
You know, I like museums too.
I love museums.
And my kids would be a little bit like, you know, not another museum dad. But I museums have so much to share, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, even you look at the Hall of Fame, right? That's a museum.
Sure.
And people can go there, 2 floors. They can spend all day there. I don't know that I'm that interested in in a full day. But museums, you know what I think we need here, and I agree, we need a veterans museum, but I would like a museum dedicated to the music and arts. We have so much talent that has come out of this community, and I'm not talking about Liberace in Milwaukee. I'm just talking about some local musicians, some local writers, and I think we sometimes get labeled a little bit as a sports community.
Okay.
And it has a little bit to
do with... Well, that is our identity. I mean, let's be honest. If you mention somebody in Montana, you're from Green Bay.
Right.
They don't talk about, hey, you got that one folk singer that's really good, don't you? I mean, I'm just saying it is what it is.
But no disrespect
to great singers, but...
But what Red Lewis did with the car museum, that
yes.
is an awesome museum,
no
right?
question about
and
it.
Most of those are his cars. Now, God bless him. You know, he's up in car heaven now. But the foundation that runs that. But there's a lot of local cars in there too that people will let them use the car for 30 days. But
if there's a car heaven, I hope there's a lot of GTOs. It's my favorite car of all time, 67 GTO.
Oh, no, I would back up. I'd take the Corvette the first.
You take couple, the vet. I'm not a vet guy.
Oh, the first couple of years.
Really,
those were awesome cars.
All right.
Those that was like because cars are starting to look. I'm not a car guy. They look a little bit the same, and back in the day, they all had their own identity. And I don't know. Corvettes were cool when they came out. You got to admit, it was a cool car. Right. So that's what I'm saying. Anyway, that museum is good. Yeah, I think that children's museum, and it's designed to be a
exactly.
museum, right?
It wasn't absolutely.
It had children's things in there. The restrooms are
absolutely.
Right out the back. It's next to Hagemeister.
Absolutely,
which you can go grab something to drink or eat, and then go back to the museum. And yeah, that would be. But, you know, it takes money to do that stuff, right?
I know. That's why I've got you here.
Not on what they're paying me.
Come on. The pension you got from the city or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Can you just sign some of that over?
All John, right. I'll give, yeah. No,
how much is it going to cost us? Because I want to do this. I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
John, it depends. And then the displays you're going to want to get. And, you know, there's people in this community that would be all in on that.
I know. I want to put a group together that want to help me on this.
Oh, yeah. I can think of some names right now. I don't
okay.
say on the air. But there's
all
some
right.
people that would get behind that. But I still
email me if you'd be interested, people. john.maino, the number 57 at yahoo.com. And people always ask me, what's the 57? It's like, were you born in 1957 or are you 57 years old? It's just to pay homage to Ken Bowman.
Who was?
Packers center, number 57.
I thought it was.
It's who Larry McCarron replaced. Ken. How do you not remember Ken Bowman?
I thought it was 57, that sauce we put on our steaks.
No, it's not that either.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, I want to that museum arts thing. I'm into that, John. I'm not sensing. Of course, you're sitting on the other side of the table, but I'm not sensing that's something we need here. And I would love that. You're from Dudley Birder. There's so many people.
He was great.
But there's a
I
lot
did a story
of great-
on him when I was working at NBC 26. The first the Mino Project they used to call it. The first story I did was on him, and I talked to him for the longest time. That wasn't. Aired then because about his days at Notre Dame,
right?
Back in the days of like Newt Rockne or people like that, it was like, holy cow, is this a fascinating guy?
Tony Shalhoub. There's other just some. Who's,
well, if we want to get Tony Shalhoub on, we got to go through Joe Cerruggi.
Yeah,
yeah. So we're gonna get Joe on.
That's not a problem.
All right,
I know him. Well, anyway, so
my son worked for him for a lot of years.
Oh yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. That whole family's great. So anyway,
Dominic would never bring me home free candy. Never.
Did he eat it on the way home?
I don't know what he did. He'd never bring me home. Nope, not going to do it. When I worked at my brother's gas station.
He's probably looking out for you.
I would eat 12 candy bars a day.
Yeah, I see that. Ugh. So, yeah. John, but anyway, I thought Joe was great today. Tomorrow, is it tomorrow or Thursday? But
by the way, Thursday, we've got Sonny. It's going to be a sunny day. The head basketball coach at UW Green Bay.
All right.
He's going to be joining us, which should be a lot of fun.
And you know something that's important to this community that.
And let me just. I didn't mean to interrupt. Did I interrupt?
Yeah, you always do.
Do I interrupt a lot?
Getting used to it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm gonna back off. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, your turn.
All right.
You're older.
All right. Good. Oh wow. By how much?
I don't know, John.
A year, right?
A year.
1 year.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So we're gonna have the phones going probably tomorrow. Okay.
Hopefully.
Just working on some technical things. And we want you to text us, people. We want to know the type of guests you would like to have on this show because you want this to be your show. Like I said, we don't have a hardcore format of any one type thing. We want it to be free flowing. We want it to just be completely 100% community based. What's going on in the community, the people that help make this such a great community. So if you have ideas for guests that you would like to hear, please feel free to let us know.
And we think that because of, me with my previous job and John with his 30 some years in media, that we can get the guest here.
Yeah.
I've called a few people and they're like, absolutely.
Yeah.
When do you want me? I will say, though, something that interests me, and I think it should interest the community, is the whole port of Green Bay, right?
Right.
We are on the water. We have these ships come in. Some people don't like it because the bridge goes up, but it is commerce. It's economic development. And
I will say, I'm kind of a ship freak.
Are you?
I love just staying. Well, Mike, where I grew up, they had the ore carriers, iron ore carriers, right. Like Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, yeah, right.
They're those. And my parents actually, for summer vacation, would vacation on the ore ships. And they'd go from like Marquette to Duluth,
really?
To Cleveland, to Buffalo, New York. They'd go all throughout the Great Lakes on these ore carriers. So I've always been a huge fan of the big ships.
They allow residents to...
If you work for the... My dad worked for the iron company, for Cleveland Cliffs Iron Company, so that they would allow those guys to go on. It was fantastic. So I used to love seeing those ships come into port. And I still do here in Green Bay. I think that's cool.
So
I've always wanted to work on one of those ships. I would love to be one of those guys working on one of those ships.
Well, maybe tomorrow it can happen. Tomorrow all we're right. having Dean Hain, who's just a... terrific employee. He has run the port for, I don't know, a long, he'll tell us tomorrow, but it's got to be 20, 25 years.
Do you have Netflix?
No. Yeah, we do. I don't watch it.
Let me just say this. I just watched a series. There's only 4 episodes, I think, but it was phenomenal. It was called Sailor War, and it's a completely true story about the cargo ships, like the ones we have coming through the ports here, where Norway, the country of Norway, the government... took all those ships, all those guys, and said, okay, you're now in the war. You don't have any choice. So they had to transport stuff from the United States, supplies, ammunition,
really?
All these things. And they lost, I think it was 680 ships, lost thousands of guys. They didn't have any defense mechanisms, didn't have any anything. And they got, but these guys just went out for 5 years, these cargo ships, made a huge effort for the war effort, like you can't believe, and it's a true story. If you're into ships, you got to watch. It's called Sailor War. Did anybody out there see that? It's fantastic.
All right. We have Netflix. I don't watch TV. But anyway, tomorrow, Dean Hain and this guy, people need to understand. I mean, people understand Schreiber. Of course, we understand the Packers, KI, all these great businesses. The port, that's a good business for this community.
Time. Absolutely.
And what they bring in, cement, lime, and Dean's going to talk a little bit about that. The other thing that reason I want to get Dean in here now, and we'll have him back again, I hope, is he has a lot to do with the relocation of the coal piles.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, we kind of let the mayor off a little easy.
I know, because you know what? And the thing is, though, he actually brought it up when we were at an event a couple of weeks ago and he was speaking.
Yeah.
And he's the one that brought up the coal piles.
Yeah, look.
And I kind of let slip my mind to bring that up with him yesterday. But what is the status of the coal piles?
So when I was elected in 2003... The first
Salute.
Thing I did was reach out to past mayors that
okay.
were living. And now there's only 3 of us. There's me, Paul, and Eric. But I went and saw Romy Dennison. And I said, Romy, tell me about the city. Romy was elected the year I was born.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you know what?
58?
You got to work on those damn coal piles.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? So it's been going on a long time. But I do want to say, in our lifetime, you will see those coal piles relocated, and Dean's going to talk about that. And think about the economic development we're going to have on that
side. On that side, oh my goodness.
You're talking a seaport village.
Absolutely.
There's going to be some educational opportunities. That is going to be very, very cool for this city. You talk about transforming the city. That's big.
And we could park our boat there.
That's a team effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're excited about that.
Excellent.
Dean's going to talk more about that tomorrow, but he's going to be a great guest as well.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Great. All right. We're going to set it one more last break. We'll be back with more of The Mayor and Mino back after this.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO.
That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour.
This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO.
608-949-8989.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 76. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 56. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 78. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Thursday and Friday. Upper 70s Thursday, low 80s by Friday. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 76 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
97.9, very fun morning and very informative meeting. Right. I hope some of the veterans out there listening will take advantage of what Joe and the Veterans Service Office has to offer.
And, you know, Christy shared some
Christy was great, too.
Right, I mean... What's going on here downtown? What's going on with the help and assistance for the veterans? I just hope that this show connects people with the community and gets them engaged and really at the end of the day mobilized, right? That's what we want. I mean, people listen, but if they take action on it, we're doing our job, and I think we would all be happier for that. So,
go ahead.
No, I'm good.
No, I just want to hit the coal piles one more time. Where would they put them?
Probably at the mouth of the river. They'd be relocated, right? So we would just run them down to zero, and then when the next ship came in, they would go closer to the mouth of the bay. And there's some economic savings in that. Think about it. You don't have to go through two bridges. You'd have to reinforce, obviously, the dock space there. And the opportunity comes in when you redevelop that 46 acres of land.
Right.
So that's where the money comes in, because you could create a tax base there of hundreds of millions of dollars.
And right.
It wouldn't be that difficult because the location is so awesome. And that's the plan. We're going to have coal here. I mean, people say, oh, just get rid of coal. That just isn't going to happen.
Where is it used?
Dean will tell you that. There's probably 6 or 8 companies that use that coal. Much of it, and again, you know, I haven't been there in a while, 5 years, but it goes by truck a little bit further south.
Okay.
So it gets shipped down to some places. I don't know if it's in Appleton, but and it's different kinds of coal. Like I learned more about coal than I wanted to.
Is it from like West Virginia or someplace?
Yeah, but it's different types of coals, because a certain company will burn a certain type of coal and another company. But packaging, which was a big user, they've switched over. You know, they don't use, I don't know if they use any coal at all anymore, but other companies, I mean, that's an expensive venture to take your company from coal to natural gas.
Absolutely.
And if you want to spend that, or do you want to use coal?
Right.
So I think Dean can tell us a lot more about that. But he runs the whole port, right? I mean, he brings in the limestone and cement and everything else. And that's as much as we might not like the coal piles, we may not like the traffic jams. That's an economic engine here in Green Bay and in our community that we've got to respect.
I don't mind the bridge racing. You know what one drives me crazy? Shawano Street Railroad.
You know, yeah.
Those are the longest trains in America.
Right? And it's tough working with those guys. I mean, those guys, I've had some experiences with Canadian National, and they're like, you just don't mess with interstate commerce. Because remember do you remember one year we had the marathon here? And they just ran a train through. And there are people who missed their times for the Boston. And, you know, people train for months,
absolutely. I've been training now for over 50 years.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
I know what you mean.
Yes. Well, they did, and they were not happy. And the train is just like, look, you know, we're
too bad.
But the next year, I do want to say, we talked to the guy in D.C., and we had some help from our state senator as well as our United States senator. And the train said, look, we're not going to commit to it, but we'll try to not run a train between 7 a.m. and
okay.
And they were good about it. But they're tough to work with. They just I told people, you know, that, look, there's trains. That's economic development, too. I mean, that's – but when they – get stopped by a boat and then the bridge goes down, there's a train. That's a little that's a little too much economic development.
A shot on avenue. Yeah. That can be happen. You can get that double whammy without right. question.
I know. And people didn't like that. But look.
But they just seem so long, yeah, don't they?
They do.
I mean,
they
it's
do.
Like 20 minutes sometimes.
But, well, they actually, no, I don't know, Johnny. I think, you know, people, that's a long time. They would get fined for that because an ambulance has to go through. So okay. I think it's 10 or 12 minute is the all limit, right. and then they get fined. But I'm not sure that bothers them, whatever, $100 fine. Look, maybe Eric's having a better time with them, but that was, they were tough to work with. I mean, there's, yeah, right? There's businesses that are super easy to work with, like, right. you know, Schreiber and,
right.
and We Energies, and then there's other businesses that are just a little bit tougher, but they would be on the very tough side. That
okay, I have to ask you this then, too, because they're right outside our window here. Those little scooters, when did those start in downtown Green Bay?
Do you know, the Bird, right? The Bird, that's what they're called. Do you okay. know that those were invented? Those are all over the country.
Right. I know Appleton has them.
Do you know they were invented by a guy in Appleton?
Really?
We got to get him on here.
I didn't know this.
That guy is Mr. Entrepreneur, and a friend of mine went to high school with him. So he went to Appleton East. But anyway.
Are they electric?
Yeah. It's your credit card, and they come around. We're down here in the morning at, you know, 4:35. You can see them picking up the ones, but the people who just drop them conveniently,
right. yeah.
they that will show up on their credit card, right? So there's a...
There is a charge.
There's a charge for using them, but then there's a charge if you don't return them to
okay.
A bird, whatever. What do you call it? Like a maybe, let's call it a nest. No, to a bird area. But if you just drop one off willy-nilly, they'll go find it. They'll pick it up and bring it back, but you're going to get okay. clipped for that. I think we'll get somebody on to talk more about that because that is very popular.
Yeah.
And they're very cool, and people use them all the time. Some cities, Indianapolis, they weren't as happy because they were too much on the sidewalks and okay. people were getting a little bit nervous walking.
Okay.
And those are very congested sidewalks. But here they seem to be working fine. I haven't any problems with
Have you
people.
Ever tried one?
I have not. Not that. I've tried
scooters.
No,
we need to do. We need to have a race, you and me. What do you think? A couple of laps around downtown?
Let's work on our weight first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So go ahead and document it.
So it just... So that you know, as I told John, you notice anything different in our studio today? And he's looking around and empty beer cans and things. And I'm like, no, John, over there. So there's a scale, and the scale's from Ideal Weight. It's a top line scale. So I didn't want John, you know, we bet $100 and whoever.
Let's be honest, you didn't believe me.
Okay, well, I just wanted, it was one of those Gorbachev things. It was you know, trust but verify.
All right.
Or Reagan things, I should say. But mm-hmm. that actually is a Russian proverb, but Reagan kind of used it for his own when he was negotiating.
Right.
So anyway, trust and verify. So I brought a scale in this morning.
By the way, have you read the book, The Killing of Reagan?
I have not.
It's really good. No. By Bill O'Reilly.
Oh.
I've read every one of his books.
I don't think he's one of my favorite
people. I know that, but the historical research they put into those books is pretty amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So John, yesterday you told me
yeah.
when we placed our $100 bet
yes.
that you weighed 236.
No!
What? No, what?
No! 228. What?
228. And then you jumped on the scale this morning.
But that's naked.
Yeah, John, we are not going there.
I mean, that's wait, not even... I
who
don't even,
cares?
It's
who
not
cares?
Even wet. I still... I do it right before I jump in the shower, so I'm totally naked.
John, and, I don't... That's... Ugh. Just let...
Well, it's like
that,
a weigh-in. It's like a weigh-in for wrestling.
I need a
wrestling.
Lobotomy. Okay, just... Right. Okay, yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. If you weigh yourself, as long as you wear the same clothes when we weigh in, and
okay.
we're just wearing jeans, and,
right.
and you didn't wear your shoes, I did. So, but you,
I was 232, wasn't I?
232.6,
yeah.
And then I told you yesterday I weighed 214.
Yeah.
I jumped on a scale and it was 213.6.
All right.
So, We have got 30 days.
30 days. $100.
$100 to the charity of
yep.
each other's choice.
Yes.
Depending who wins.
Yes.
So, all right. Dean Hain tomorrow.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.